Captain Uxbridge Underwood was the world's most renowned pulmonologist. In 1913, he distributed his pamphlet entitled Poets Ranked by Beard. The man was much more than a skilled writer and imaginative persona. In addition, he expanded his studies to a few other small and rare books, including The Language of the Beard and Whiskers of the World, some of which people consider fiction, while others take it as gospel. Since Uxbridge would likely not mind, we are going to take some of his knowledge and scientific studies and apply them to the world of instrumental space rock produced by the mostly bearded men of the Ursum Space Collective. One of Uxbridge's main discoveries was that of beard man. Using his now extremely rare meridional temporal exploitation method barbiscope, he was able to discover many unique properties of the beard previously unknown to man. It is no coincidence that the beard is the symbol for God. All deities and their major avatars and prophets are bearded except for Buddha, whose beard is invisible. Beards figure prominently, if not preeminently, in all religion and mythology. Friezes of Greek temples and hieroglyphs on the walls of Egyptian pyramids depict gods and heroes uniformly bearded, while fanciful scenes may reveal huntsmen catching a wild beard with nets or snares or attempting to capture a monstrous flying beard or hobbit with stones. Beard worship, a Pongan latri, was rife in ancient Assyria, while Egyptian papyrus scrolls have revealed a codex for deciphering antediluvian legends of pre-flood beard worship. The gateway to the womb, the origin of our species, is itself framed and shielded by the female beard. The cavity of the groin from the pubic region mimics the cavity of the Earth's poles, which leads to the concealed interior of the hollow Earth, where the lost Eden of Beardlandia lies hidden!